back to some sort of semblance of normalcy. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.
Well, two influencers, one's a consignment store owner and one is a Victoria's Secret model. They are in a feud. They are very, very angry with each other because they are accusing each other of stealing each other's baby's name. They were both pregnant. They wanted to name their baby. And ironically, the name that they wanted to name their baby was Baby.
Oh.
B-A-Y-B-I.
Oh, man.
Don't know how and...
B-A-Y-B-I.
Right.
Bay. B.
Mm-hmm. So if they called...
I'm glad you had to sound that out.
By the way...
Not bye-bye.
Bye-bye. What, would you pronounce it that way if you saw something spelled B-A-Y-B-I?
Yes, I would.
I would.
I think I'd go bye-bye too.
No, I would say baby.
You would say baby?
I would say baby too. I would too. And then let me know right now if your name
is... You're trying to fancy it up again.
I am trying to fancy it
up. This is people just trying to do a fancy spelling of baby.
But I'm also thinking, who's naming their baby baby? It must be Bay Bye.
Both of these two are.
Because why?
I don't know.
Bay Bye? That sounds more common. I would go baby at least. Be like, all right, baby.
Right. That baby would make more sense than Bay Bye because unless you're trying to say Bay Bye or bye bye.
Bye bye. Letting you know right now that if you live in Iowa and you win a prize on Star 102.5 and your name is Baby, I'm entering your name. I'm not even asking, how do you spell Baby? I'm putting into the prize sheet Baby, B-A-B-Y.
Right.
So don't get upset when you come to claim your prize and you're not in the system. It's B-A-Y-B-I. Well, they're not going to find you. All right? We're not going to find you.
Well.
Well, yeah, what?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Would you ask for how do you spell baby?
I ask everybody how to spell their name because people are always, we've talked about this before, they're always fancying up names.
Yeah, baby you doesn't know? Need to be.
It's like Jennifer with a G.
Mm.
But it happens.
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
So I don't know, but I still go bye-bye. Anyway.
Is this another one of your old references? Only Jennifer Flowers sticks out
that's
with
the
G.
Thing I can think of too.
But I'm saying you see,
that's
it
the
happens.
Only one I've ever. I don't remember any anyone in our system with that. But okay,
yeah,
all right.
But so stealing baby's name, we didn't steal.
I've heard of this fight before.
Same babies.
I've heard of this fight before.
Bye-bye.
People thinking someone else stole their name. Well, yeah, but you guys, though, you wouldn't tell anybody because you didn't want it stolen, as I recall.
We didn't want it stolen.
So it's not that crazy to you.
No, we had three names that we had picked out. And I was, you know, me, I like to blab. I like to talk. I like to be the center of attention. So I wanted to share it with everybody. I was like, right away when we had the three names, like, here's what we're down to. But I was under strict orders from my wife not to let anything go, you know, because, you know, it could have been Dexter or it could have been a Marty.
Yeah, for me.
Charlie was on there for a while. I love the name Charlie, but my wife quickly went, well, Jay and his wife named their kid Charlie, so that's out now. And Jay lives in Dubuque, and I have seen Jay now, my friend Jay, once in the past 6 years.
Right.
Yeah.
So Charlie would have been fine.
Right.
But yeah, we kept it under lock and key. We didn't want anybody to know because we didn't want anyone to steal the name.
Were you ever accused of stealing someone else's name? Stealing their baby name. Stealing your baby name.
Mm-hmm.
Were you the accuser? Will you admit it now? You stand by it? Or you look back and think, wow, not my finest day.
I know, we are so weird about names. I actually felt compelled when we decided on Rory to tell my neighbor across the street, because she had three boys. They were triplets. They are triplets. And one of them is a Rory. And I felt compelled, like I had to tell her, we're also going with a Rory. Like, how ridiculous is that?
Get out of the neighborhood.
It's a name. And she was like, oh, that's awesome. She's like, well, I mean, be excited.
In a world where people get pissed because they're wear the same dress to a party, I guess we shouldn't be real surprised over a baby's name, right?
I'm happy that you took it well. I thought the story was going to end with she's no longer your friend.
No. She thought it was neat and that, you know, her Rory would think it was cool that there was a baby Rory.
Right. Mm-hmm. At least to your face.
Right. Lord knows what she says behind my back. I have no idea.
One Rory in my entire life. Now there's going to be two living 5 feet away from each other.
Right.
Brandy, now in Ames. All right. What happened, Brandy?
My mom and my aunt were both pregnant with girls at the same time. And they both wanted to name their daughters Nicole. Is an Aerosmith song or something ridiculous like that.
Okay, all right.
My cousin Nicole was born 6 days before me. And so I got stuck with Brandy Nicole. And I felt like my whole life it was like the B list. My name.
I see. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like you really weren't supposed to be a Brandy.
Right. Yeah.
It almost sounds like you haven't even come to terms with it yet, Brandy.
A little bit. Yeah.
31 years later, and I'm still like, yeah.
Did your mom and aunt get into it? Did they fight about it?
Oh, yeah. It was a big deal.
Was it? Did they ever get past it?
My grandma was involved.
Yeah. Did they ever get past it?
I think they've accepted it finally, yeah.
Okay, all right, yeah.
Yeah, but
an ordeal.
You know, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, dear, here we go.
That's a great response, Brandy. Right. You have a great day. Thank you for the call. Take care. Bye-bye.
Let's go. From Adele to Zeering and all the letters in between, except for UX. Pointless letter. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.